Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline and Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and today I want to invite you into a conversation that I think so many of us need, and not in a motivational quote kind of way, but in a real honest, I've been there too kind of way. Because if there's anything, or if you're anyone like me, you've had moments where you feel like you're pushing hard, you're doing everything right, chasing goals, but inside you're asking, am I actually moving toward the life that I'm meant to live? Am I becoming the person that I'm supposed to be? And those moments matter. And today's guest is someone who helps people move through them with clarity and confidence. I'm joined by Lisa L. Baker, an executive coach, speaker, and founder of Ascentum, award-winning coaching and leadership development firm that is transforming how high achievers lead and live. Lisa has spent over 20 years in the Fortune 500 world, navigating pressure, performance, expectations, and leadership at the highest levels. And she knows firsthand what it feels like to hit milestones, but still feel misaligned. And she knows what it takes to get into that realignment. And what I really appreciate about Lisa and why I wanted her on the show this week is that she brings humanity back into success. She's not trying to turn you into a machine. She's not here to push you into a hustle culture or put you on autopilot. She's here to help you connect with your strengths, your passions, and your purpose so that you can operate from what she calls your area of greatness. And what she talks about greatness is, it's not about ego, and it's not about the titles. It's about authenticity, becoming the version of yourself that feels true and grounded and powerful. And she built the method GROW, or GROW, coaching process, a framework that helps people not only discover who they are at their best, but also how to live and lead from that place consistently. And in today's world, without burnout, comparison, and becoming overwhelmed, and all that constant noise around you, that kind of clarity, it's rare and it's very needed. So today we're going to dig into things that we all face but don't always talk about, like how do you build confidence when you don't feel confident? How do you quiet the voices of self-doubt that creeps up even when you don't feel successful? How do you take bold action when fear wants you to stay small? And a lot more things that you can implement in your life to help you feel more grounded in yourself and bring out the abilities that you are gifted. So if you're listening right now, maybe you're in the car, maybe you're on the walk, or maybe you're in the gym, I want you to settle in because I truly believe this conversation has the potential to shift how you see yourself and the direction that you're heading. You're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back with more after this.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Today, I'm joined by executive coach and founder of Ascentum, Lisa L. Baker. We're diving into what it really means to lead boldly and live with purpose. So I want to jump right into that. And Lisa, welcome to Live Better.
Thank you. I am so excited to be with you.
I'm excited to see what you bring to the table today, and learn a little bit more about bringing out your true gifts of who you are. So before we jump into that, I just want to know, who is Lisa and how did she get to where she's at right now?
Well, thank you for asking. I am an executive coach by my profession, but I would say that I am a bold leader, someone who pushes people toward their purpose. And the way I got here, I started in corporate America many years ago. I worked in large Fortune 500 and larger organizations and led big teams, was a senior executive in those spaces. And partway through my career, I realized that the part of my work that I most enjoy is helping others to grow, guiding people to their best and highest version of themselves. And so that then led to me leaving corporate America and starting Ascentum.
So through your journey through corporate America, maybe going up the ladder, what was that process like from getting from, position one to position 10, where you felt satisfied in the knowledge that you knew, to go out and start to teach, Fortune 500 companies or people looking to start businesses or to kind of dive deeper in their business? What brought you to that point?
Yeah, it was a long journey, candidly, and it wasn't an easy one. But I was really fortunate throughout my career that I had mentors and people along the way who supported me and guided me. Now, some people have a plan for their career. They know I'm in this current role, and 3 years from now I want the next role, and 5 years from now I want the other one. But to be honest, Blake, that was not me. I made decisions more one role or opportunity at a time. Sometimes it was because I had grown as far as I thought I could in a role, and I said, okay, I want to do something else. Sometimes it was one of those mentors or sponsors who tapped me on the shoulder and said, Lisa, I think you should consider this opportunity. The good news, though, is that whether it was someone tapping me on the shoulder or whether it was me looking at other opportunities through the organization, is that I had an opportunity to have a really diverse background. I worked in marketing. I've worked in sales. I was in a rotational leadership development program that allowed me to work in various functions of the business. And so over time, my career grew. But like many leaders, I got to a place where I felt stalled. And that's what really pushed me to try to discover what does it take to move out of that mid-level of career and really break into the executive ranks.
And what's that, how's that been going for you as far as, you know, taking the step out of, working for these Fortune 500 companies into your own business and now growing that to teach, the people that were in your position before?
Yeah, so it's interesting in that, I was doing really well in my career in corporate. I was a senior vice president leading a $2.5 billion book of business for the company. And as I mentioned, what I started to realize is that, I really wanted to help other leaders grow. It was a long road and, frankly, difficult at points for me to break into that executive level, but I learned some things along the way, and I thought, I can take this knowledge and my experience and make it easier for others who want to be in senior leadership roles and show them the path that I learned and the tips and tricks that I learned along the way so it won't be as difficult for the next person. And so I made a bold move in March of 2021. I left corporate America right in the middle of a global pandemic. I thought, I'm going to leave and take a different path. But I bet on myself, and shortly after leaving, I launched Ascentum because what I believed was that I could be more effective in helping leaders from mid-career right up through C-suite and entrepreneurs to really grow themselves and their businesses. I could be more effective at that outside of the corporate space and doing it on my own. And so here we are, Blake. Now I'm on with you.
I love it. I love it. And it seems like when you took this step from, stepping out in 2020 when COVID was hitting, it's a very bold move. And you probably had to kill, maybe, I'd assume, a lot of self-doubt. You have these high achievers that come to you, and maybe they're scared to act boldly, or they have a lot of self-doubt. How do you kind of wire that out of them, or, have them start to learn how to act boldly?
Yeah, it's true. I had a lot of doubt and concerns along the way, but the thing that helped me is to ground myself in what I knew for sure, because so often what makes us fearful or causes the doubt is those questions that inevitably come up. Will this work? What if I fail? Who's going to help me? How will I fund this business that I want to start? And so I think it's important to point out that you won't be free of fear or worry. Like, I think that may be unrealistic, but a bold move is any action that stretches you beyond your comfort zone, where you might be afraid, but you take the risk and do it anyway with support. That support can come from your experience. That support may come from your network. That support can come from your educational background and the resources that you have to hold you up. So for leaders, I think that boldness often means just letting go of what no longer fits. Sometimes it's speaking up when it's uncomfortable so that they can lead from that place of purpose. And so the work that I do is helping leaders to really think about, like, who they are, what they really want to do, what are the resources that they have available to them, so they have a plan that enables them to feel more confident in taking that bold move or what some might call a risk.
So I'm curious then, because obviously you can't just, and you mentioned it right here, but you can't just flip a switch and then start acting boldly out of nowhere. Maybe you can. Maybe some people have that. but a lot of people have to go through the motions of doing things that put them outside of their comfort zone. What do you recommend to people who are looking to become, higher achievers or take it to the next level, but can't put themselves out of their comfort zone? They feel like there's just a wall in front of them. Like, is there like activities that they can do outside of just work and business to help grow themselves?
Absolutely. So, of course, I'm biased, Blake, but I think one of the things that you can do is get a coach to help you with that. I mean, one of the beautiful things about coaching is, as coaches, we are really helping people to move from where they are to where they really want to be and to do that more effectively. Anyone who wants to get better at something and become great at something typically has a coach or multiple coaches along the way. So one of the things, very practically, even on your own, with or without a coach, is to start by identifying what maybe are some of the limiting beliefs, habits, or behaviors that you're holding on to that aren't serving you well any longer, that are holding you back from where you really want to be. Is it fear, for example? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, as I said, you're about to list out of what are some examples that, big things, like top three common things that hold someone back.
Oh my gosh, some of the blockers and blind spots that people have, one of them is just self-doubt, like just doubting that they have the ability to do something. That often shows up in the form of imposter syndrome, where even though you're successful by all sort of standards, you start to wonder, did I really get here on my own, or is this just luck, for example? Another one that holds people back is perfectionism. They feel like things have to be perfect in order to move forward. Or comparison. Well, I might look at you, Blake, and say, oh my gosh, Blake is so successful, he's doing it. And yeah, I'm not as successful as he is. That wouldn't work for me. We start to think that other people maybe have some secret sauce that we don't have access to. But that kind of thinking, the self-doubt, imposter syndrome, wanting to be perfect or playing that comparison game is often what saps our confidence and has us stuck so that we aren't able to make those bold moves.
I like that. We're talking on Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we're here with Lisa Baker, owner and founder of Ascentum, and we'll be right back with more right after this.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Thank you for staying buckled in, and welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Executive Coach Lisa L. Baker about confidence, purpose, and leading with authenticity. And Lisa, before we went into the break, you mentioned imposter syndrome. Now, I'm curious about your take on this. Can people who truly deserve, you know, the role have imposter syndrome? Because to me, in my mind, in most cases, imposter syndrome comes with lack of doing the work to be where you're at. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
I hate to do it, Blake, but I'm going to disagree with you. Because
okay.
I could say from, I'm going to just take myself as an example, like truly. Imposter syndrome, first of all, is this kind of persistent inability to believe that your success is deserved or legitimately achieved by your own results, right? Your own effort, your own skill. And I was very successful, a hard worker. Like, I did all of the things that warranted me being in the roles and at the levels that I achieved all along my career. In fact, because of my own sort of insecurities and self-doubt, I worked harder to prove myself, to demonstrate that I was worthy. But then I'd earn the promotion, I'd earn the pay increase or a new title, and still have this sort of nagging thought that, ooh, maybe I don't belong in this room. Maybe, you know, I look at the people around me, so I talked about that comparison piece, and look at my background compared to theirs or their experience compared to mine and think, ooh, at some point they're going to figure out I don't belong here. But it wasn't true. I'd done the work.
Now, I want to go back to that too as well. You talk about silencing, you know, self-doubt. What does that actually look like in someone's day-to-day life, and how do they do it? Because, you know, everybody gets a little bit of, like, you know, intrusive thought of self-doubt, but I assume some people might just wallow in self-doubt as well. How do you get those people past the point of just clearing it out their system?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, and you're spot on. Self-doubt is natural. I think things will come up like that where we question ourselves. It's those people who have the lingering doubt that holds them back, where they can't move forward. And one of the things that I do with my clients to really help them work through that is to have them question their own beliefs as to whether or not they are true or false. Because what I've learned about the mind and how it works and kind of our own human nature is if we allow it, we can linger on a thought that becomes a belief that really isn't true. So I might tell myself, oh, I'm not going to get this job. They'll never give this role to me. And if I linger on that thought long enough, it starts to feel true. I start to act in a way that's self-sabotaging. So if a client comes to me with that kind of thinking, what I do is have them really lay it out. Okay, you don't think you'll get the role. why? What's the evidence? What are the facts that tell you you're definitely not going to get the role? Is that true or not? What actions could you take to increase the odds that you will get the role? To really work through their own thinking and question those beliefs that may be holding them stuck.
And where does self-doubt usually come from, though? Like, what is that a lack of? Is it just a lack of understanding? Or because I said, you agree too, some people just wallow in it, and then some people don't even, you know, feel it at all, and they're just so confident in themselves. Like, is that, like, where does that come from?
Yeah, like, we've got a spectrum for sure. On the far end of the spectrum, someone who has, let's say, zero self-doubt, or they're overconfident to the point we might call them arrogant, or maybe the far extreme of that is even more than arrogance, and maybe it's truly narcissism, where you just believe that everything that you do is wonderful. That's more rare. The opposite end of that spectrum, where someone has like zero confidence, where they really question everything about their abilities, that's also rare. Most people are somewhere in the middle. From time to time, we doubt ourselves. But I think it comes from several things. Sometimes it comes from our upbringing and lessons that we learned in childhood. You know, if you're someone who was really encouraged to try new things, to take risks, if you, even your own internal compass, right, some people are just wired that way to say, you know what, I'm going to try this. It may not work, but I'm going to try it. And if it doesn't work, okay, no problem. That doesn't mean I'm a failure. It means that didn't work, and I'll try a different way. But for some, they internalize the challenge or the failure to say, I'm a failure, as opposed to saying that didn't work. And I think a lot of that comes from just kind of how we were grown, how we grew up, the messages that we got along the way, and then just as we were talking about earlier, some of that comparison and looking at others. Because if we start to compare ourselves, it can absolutely cause us to doubt our own abilities, because there's always going to be someone who's better at something than we are.
Mm-hmm. It seems like it's really just a framework change of the mindset. But I want to kind of go into this really quick. I've heard you kind of say area of greatness. What is that to you? And can you kind of define that a little bit?
Absolutely. Your area of greatness, and we all have one, is where your strengths, passions, and purpose intersect. It's that sweet spot, right, where we are in an area where we're doing something that we're good at. That's those strengths, talents, natural abilities, things that you learned along the way. Combining that with our passions, the things that we enjoy doing, that give us energy, that light us up, that make us feel good, and then our purpose, which is our why. Why do I do this? What gives me meaning? What's the impact that I want to have? So if you can operate and work, live, play in a space where what you're good at is something that you enjoy doing, and what you enjoy and are good at also aligns with the impact that you want to make, then you're operating from your area of greatness. And being in that space actually is part of what helps us to shed the doubts and shoulds, to overcome self-doubt and imposter syndrome. Because when you're in that space where you know you're good at what you're doing and you love it and you're making an impact, it really tamps down some of that doubt, because you're your most authentic self in that space. You have great results when you're operating from that place. And so helping people to discover what that sweet spot is for themselves is part of the work that I do, because then they can lead more boldly, more confidently, have more courage and clarity when you're operating from your area of greatness. The final beauty about that part, too, is that when I'm operating in my area of greatness, I really don't have to compare, because there's no competition between me and someone else, because we all have our own lane. And to the extent that we maybe are passionate about the same things, or we have a similar purpose, then we can work together and collaborate and have even more impact by putting our areas of greatness together where we align.
What about for people whose area of greatness, so say someone comes to you and they're in a different state of work that they do not want to be in, and they come to you and you assess that their area of greatness is, you know, not where they're at right now. Do you recommend that person just fully leaves where they're at and just takes the, you know, the bold jump to another career? How do you navigate that?
I navigate that case by case, right? For me, I just took the big old leap and jumped without, frankly, a full plan. But more often than not, what I encourage people to do is to create a plan that will allow them step by step to move closer to their area of greatness. That might begin with just thinking about, within the work that you're currently doing, is there something that is closer to your area of greatness? For example, can you use your strengths more often than you currently do? Is there part of the work that energizes you? Can you do more of that? But ultimately, if there is a complete misalignment, then it's creating a plan that moves you to where you really want to be, and then taking the leap.
We're talking to Lisa L. Baker here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and you're tuned in to Live Better, and we'll be right back with more right after this.
Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge, tax, due, and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
We're back with Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'm here with the amazing Lisa L. Baker. And I want to pick up right where we left off because I really like where we're at right now. And we were just touched up on area of greatness, but you also, Lisa, you have created a signature framework called the GROW coaching process. Can you walk us through how that helps someone uncover their strengths and align them with purpose and just what it is overall?
Yeah, I'd love to. You know, I shared earlier that I am all about helping leaders and entrepreneurs to grow. And so the process of GROW, the G is for gaining insight. I think that is the first step in moving forward, whether you're trying to understand your area of greatness, overcome those doubts and fears that we talked about earlier so that you can be more confident. You really need to get insight, and that is into who you are, what you value, what are the mindsets or beliefs that may be holding you back. From that place of insight, then we move into realizing new possibilities. That insight can help you then shift into, okay, what's possible for me now? Where can I go from here? How do I move more into my area of greatness? And we can create a plan from there to achieve what's possible for you and the goals that you've set for yourself. And anytime you have plans or a goal, things don't always go exactly according to plan. So that's where we want to help you to get to the O, which is overcoming those challenges and obstacles that will come up naturally. So we create a plan that gets you to your possible future, to that goal that you've set, but we also plan for the obstacles so that way when they occur or if they occur, you're not caught off guard. And we all want to get to the last step in that, the W, which is winning. Winning in leadership, winning at life, so that you are able to lead boldly and live fully. That's the process that I take all of my clients through to get to that outcome that they desire.
As a follow-up I have here is a lot of ambitious people, they achieve a lot, right, through the GROW method, they figure out who they are, but maybe sometimes they still feel unfulfilled. Why do you think high performers burn out or feel so disconnected from their success at times where, you know, like for example, me, right, I did a bodybuilding show and, you know, I did fairly well. But after, I wasn't content with it. I wanted to go back and grind so I could get a better placement. And then I assume after that, I'd want an even better placement. Now, how do you kind of help these people feel more connected to their success?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, I think part of being more connected to your success is by defining what success is at the start of any endeavor. Because so often why we achieve a thing and then feel like, oh, well, this isn't so great or this isn't what I thought it would be, it's because we can be wildly successful at somebody else's definition of success. We can be wildly successful at something that doesn't really align with our area of greatness. You can be successful in something that doesn't cause you to have meaning and feel significance. Success and significance are two very different things, but they can go together. So if you start by defining what success is for you and align that to really who you are and what you value, then whatever you achieve will feel significant and allow you to kind of settle into it as opposed to feeling like you have to strive for that next thing.
Now, is it good to be content, or should you always, not necessarily chase, But like, I feel like, you know, maybe some people achieve something small and they get content. Like, where's that middle ground with that, from being just an absolute dog, right? Just wanting to get to the next level and always wanting more, versus just someone who, okay, I achieved this, I'm good now.
Yeah, I think that middle ground is continuously setting goals for yourself. You know, part of the reason I call my coaching practice Ascentum is because it is about ascending from one level to the next. I don't believe that there is a destination that we call success. You get there, you've achieved it, and you're good for life. No, there are multiple levels and layers to success that allow us to continue growing and ascending from one level to the next without the strife, without the pressure. And the difference is having meaningful goals that connect to who you are and what you value, so that then the next thing is you're not chasing, you're achieving the next destination or level of success for you, and you learn from that, grow from that, and ascend to the next level and set a new goal. So it's more purposeful.
Now, with the people that you work with, right, are these all business-based goals, or can they be materialistic goals as well? As like, you know, someone, they're working so hard because they want to get to, maybe they want a Porsche, right? Or something like that. Are those healthy goals to have, be as your goals, or should they always be work-related, or vice versa?
They should not all be work-related. One of the things that I think distinguishes me as a coach from others, even others who are in this leadership, career, transformational space, is that I coach the whole person, starting from the inside, values, purpose, those things that matter, out. And because I'm coaching the whole person, of course you're going to have goals that are personal, that may seem vain to someone else, but if it's your goal, it is perfectly valid. Not everything is about your career. So you're going to have some career goals, some personal goals. It could be about, like you said, bodybuilding. I want to be in a bodybuilding competition. That's my goal. Great. We can work on that and figure out how to help get you there. Any goal is fair game.
So you teach leaders to lead fully and live fully. What does that mean beyond just motivational language? Like, what does that look like in somebody's life to lead and live fully? And maybe that goes beyond just accomplishments and, you know, getting to the next step and maybe the work ladder.
Yeah, it's absolutely more than just climbing the career ladder of success. To really lead boldly is about having the courage and confidence to try new things, to do work, whether it's personally or professionally, that aligns with who you are and what you value. Leading, so that's the leading boldly piece of that. Living fully is having a full life that includes friends, family, work, recreation, travel, whatever matters to you. Because what's all the work for? What's all the achieving for if all you do is work, but you don't have time for your family? What if you're striving so hard chasing a goal that it wears you down physically, and now you're not healthy or you're not emotionally well? So that's why I say I start with the person, coaching the whole person and having them think about, what's the life you want to live? What's a successful life for you? And work and other goals are just components of that full life that you want to live. I encourage people sometimes to do this exercise of imagining that you're, say, at your retirement party, and you have friends and family and people that you've worked with, neighbors down, know that you've known for years, who are coming to your party to honor you. And one by one, they each, if they want to, have an opportunity to talk about you, what you've meant to them, how they met you, the impact that you've had on their lives. And then I asked him, what is it that you want to hear those people say about you? And ask yourself, am I living now in such a way that if I have that party 10, 20, 30 years from now, that I'll hear those things? To me, that's a full life, where you're, the things that you're doing now, the way that you're leading and living, points to the meaning and the impact that you ultimately want to have.
I like that. I think a lot of people can maybe resonate with that. I feel like a lot of people might struggle with a work-life balance, especially in today's hustle culture too. I don't know if you have a lot of people coming in who are just fully immersed and, just seeing on like internet stuff of just, work. And I think to a certain degree, there's periods, maybe you agree with this too, but there's always periods of life for certain things, right? Periods of work, periods of rest, things of that nature. But we got maybe like 3 minutes here. I want to ask you, as someone with decades of experience in Fortune 500 leadership, what trends do you see today around burnout, maybe being overwhelmed or even emotional fatigue? Like, where do you see that most, and how do people avoid that or kind of just stray away from it?
Yeah, you're spot on it. Like, this hustle culture that we have, the striving nature of it really burns leaders out quickly. We're often asked to do more with less, which is almost impossible, right? To do more work with less resources. That burns people out quickly. Absolutely. And so I think the way to overcome that really is getting clear about what you value. I mean, you said it. There are seasons in life, there are periods, as you describe it, for certain things. And so it's evaluating what period are you in right now and what's most important right now, so that you're putting your energy and effort into the things that matter most at any point in time. I tell people all the time, you can have it all, but you can't do it all. And you may not be able to have it all right now.
And for someone who feels like they're, and maybe this is a broken record, I don't know, but I want to kind of, guess one that someone to end on this, but what's a habit or mindset shift that can help someone start living more fully right now in this moment?
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to start living more fully right now in this very moment, the very first thing that I would ask you to do is to get clear about what you need to let go of. Because confidence and a full life often comes from releasing what no longer fits us. Too many of us are operating in a mode around what we think we should do. We're looking at other people's feeds and the life that they're living and thinking, wow, I want that. But really get clear about what your true desires are and letting go of anything that doesn't serve what you need and what's best for you right now.
I love that. And Lisa, I want you to end here. Where can people find you and reach out to you? The information you gave today was very valuable, and especially to myself, I have a lot of takeaways as well.
Well, thank you. I love meeting new people and making contacts. You can find me on LinkedIn at Lisa L. Baker. Of course, you can reach me at my website, which is ascentum.com. And especially for someone who wants to lead boldly and live fully, they can go to ascentum.com/bold moves, get a free training, connect with me. I'd love to hear from you.
Awesome, Lisa. Well, thank you so much for coming on Live Better Today. I truly appreciate it. And the information was very insightful.
Thank you. It has been a pleasure.
Of course. You guys are tuned in to Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I'll be right back right after this.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
As we wrap up today's episode of Live Better, I just want to take a moment to sit with everything Lisa shared. Conversations like this remind us that growth isn't about becoming somebody else. It's about returning to who we really are. It's about peeling back the doubt, the noise, the expectations, and letting our strength and purpose and our authenticity really lead the way. Lisa has this gift of making complex ideas feel simple and relatable. And I don't know, that's what stands out most to me. And especially something I took away is you don't have to wait to feel ready, but to step into your greatness, you grow into it by taking the first bold step in, even when it's uncomfortable. And we talk a lot on the show about living better mentally, physically, spiritually, but conversations like this one remind me that living better also means leading better, leading yourself better, leading your decisions better, and leading the direction of your life with intention instead of allowing life to just come at you and just happen to you. And whether you're someone who's on fire right now or crushing goals and feeling aligned, or maybe you're someone who's in a season of uncertainty, feeling stretched thin or questioning your next move, I hope today gave you permission to slow down a little bit, reflect, and reconnect with what actually matters to you. Because success without purpose feels empty. Achievement without alignment burns you out. But when you are on the inside, when your inside matches the life that you're trying to build on the outside,
That's where you find, I feel, the most peace, clarity, and most momentum. And if Lisa's message resonated with any of you guys today, I encourage you to spend some time with her and go check out her work, Ascentim, A-S-C-E-N-T-I-M, and read about her grow process and explore what it means to discover your own area of greatness. You never know, one idea, one insight, one reframed belief could be the thing that changes your direction. And remember, every day is a chance to lead more fully, live more fully, and become a little closer to the person you're meant to be. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and take care of yourself. Keep growing. As always, live better.